The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. You can call in 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Chris, there's the statement that statistics can prove whatever you want them to prove. And, well, in this case, statistics prove that when you're dealing with small samples, statistics are absolutely meaningless.
Yeah, so this is, I thought, an interesting story. It comes from NPR, and I think the original, not sure where this is, Goats and Soda is the linker who provided this stuff. But the headline is, numbers lie even more than usual in Greenland. And this is a little bit about statistics and how, you know, we talked about rankings of different countries based on their press freedom earlier tonight.
Yes.
When you have a very small sample, it becomes really challenging. So I'll get right into the story. Earlier this year, in response to a story about Greenland, an astute reader of this blog commented, "Goats and soda, Greenland can hardly be thought of as a developing nation." So, Charles Tudor is right. According to the World Bank, Greenland is definitely high income and has been so since 1989. The average income per resident is about $33,000 per year. If you really want to get down and dirty with the income versus development classifications, you can do that here, and they link off to,
to another article from NPR.
Yeah. And Goats and Soda is a blog about the developing world where incomes are in the low or middle category. So why do we cover Greenland in the past, and why are we launching a new story on the country? It's because Greenland is at the intersection of the modern and traditional. Goats and Soda is a place for stories in the changing world, and a few places have changed as much and as quickly as Greenland.
And they actually link, I followed the link over to the, you can read it here, about developing world, and it's to an article titled, "If You Should Not Call It the Third World, What Should You Call It?" And then they link over to something, "Why Our Name is Goats and Soda."
That's what I'm interested in. That's more interesting than Greenland.
Man.
What is Goats and Soda?
We'll get to that.
I'll just go ahead quick. They say, "We considered many names. A few seemed promising but fell short. Unarrested Development, Globelandia, Up the Road. They were all too long, too hard to say on the radio, or just too vague." Then Anders Kelto, a radio reporter on our team who's been based in South Africa for the past 4 years, proposed Goats and Soda. Traveling about in Africa, he saw a lot of goats and a lot of soda. In rural southern Malawi, he says, "I came across a roadside snack shop in the middle of nowhere. The woman running the shop somehow had a refrigerator full of cold sodas. It struck me that a rather amazing sequence of events had led to get a cold Coke in my hand. We liked the name. It's lively, it's down to earth, and it's definitely original. A Google search for Goats and Soda also revealed it, no results."
Well, that is the best option when it doesn't exist. And
the guy was walking through Africa, saw a bunch of goats and a bunch of sodas.
You know, the best part about this is that he identifies them as sodas, yes, and not as pop.
Pop.
Because Coke.
Coke or Pepsi,
yeah,
or RC.
No, they're all Coke, and then you ask what flavor of Coke.
Some people will go straight. I've heard people go straight to Pepsi.
I grew up in pop country.
And so, I've heard people go straight to RC back in the day. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't
know. And then if you were my family, it was Sam's choice.
Nice. All right, continuing here. Since World War II, Greenland has gone from isolated communities where people lived entirely off hunting to a country with commercial fishing hubs, the beginnings of a large-scale mining industry. For Greenlanders living in bigger population centers like the capital Nuuk and a handful of other towns, a standard of living is similar to Europe's. But when a country develops that quickly, a lot of people are left behind. Even though the country is high income, at least one quarter of Greenlanders still live in tiny settlements and do not have access to basic services like adequate emergency health care or schools. Oh. But still, that comment got us thinking about some of the numbers we use to talk about income and development. Statistics like average per capita income, life expectancy, and disease rates. We like stats like these because they scoop up lots of information about everyone in the U.S., about 319 million people, and help us zoom in to see how we're doing. In general, Americans are living longer, making more money, and getting fewer deadly infectious diseases than they did 50 years ago. But what if your total population is very small, so small that all the people in your country would barely fill Dodger Stadium?
Would your entire country want to go to Dodger Stadium? That would mean most likely you're watching a Dodgers game.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a wrestling match going on there, Dale.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
What happens to generalities when the public isn't so general? Welcome to Greenland. About 56,000 people live in Greenland, which makes it really difficult to make accurate forecast. The size is problematic, says Lars Pedersen, a population statistician for Statistics Greenland, the national agency that handles the country's statistics. Small numbers mean Pedersen can forecast population trends only 3 to 5 years out. In the long-distance future, a lot can happen. Or take disease rates. In Greenland, disease rates can get really weird really fast. When in 2010, Greenland had 116 cases of tuberculosis, that meant that the country's rate of TB, 200 per 100,000, was on par with Haiti's. 3 years later, the rate in Greenland had fallen to just 60 per 100,000, a major decrease that was a result of treating fewer than 100 people with tuberculosis. Another mind-bending effect of such a small population is that each variable makes a big difference. Take life expectancy. Greenland women, 74 years. Greenland men, 68. Those numbers are surprisingly low for a high-income country. In Denmark, which still partially controls Greenland, men live about a decade longer.
Now, let me just sort of say this. So, yeah, on the one hand, you're dealing with a much smaller population than somewhere else. So, yeah, statistic, you know, one person out of 100 is going to throw your statistics, whereas if you had one person get something in the U.S., it would not skew the statistics really at all.
Right.
So this really shows how horrible it is when you try to do anything per 100,000.
Well, and that kind of goes to planned economies and planned societies, which is what we have going on over most of the world. When, you know, the fact that Greenland has this tiny population, I guarantee you some of these statistics are going to affect the amount of dollars they get from, you know, the World Bank or their credit ratings in certain areas or how many dollars flow to them from the World Health Organization. So on and so on. These things can really play havoc, I'm sure, if you are dependent upon the state or central planning. The numbers, let me see. Obviously, how long people live has to do with a lot of factors. But many, in fact, that's usually so many, in fact, that it's usually difficult to pinpoint any one cause of death that moves the needle too much. But in Greenland in 2013, the last year for which there were detailed numbers available, 25 people under 30 killed themselves. Most of them were men and boys. In addition to being a tragedy, those deaths noticeably drove down Greenlandic life expectancy.
And that's something else. I'm glad they did mention this, because that's something that if you look back at life expectancy throughout time, to where people said, you know, well, back in the 1700s, the average life expectancy was 40 years old.
And Michelangelo's dying at like 90.
Right. And the thing is, yes, if you took into account everyone that died as an infant, the average life expectancy yep. was about 40.
And you had plagues, and you had the nonsense wars that they were fighting. They would wipe out whole nations.
If you just took out of the equation people that died as infants, just eliminate infant mortality from mm-hmm. the equation of average life expectancy, it would jump from nearly 40 to about 65 or 70.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not doing as good as we thought we were.
So all that money that's going to healthcare, universal healthcare in this country, you know, you're saying I can just kind of live out in the woods and be a Greenlander?
A Greenlander.
They don't really have woods in Greenland. They have snow.
All right.
They have ice in Greenland, and they have Greenland in Iceland.
Right, you got me.
This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Greenland has a problem. And no, it's not the same sort of problems that they're having down in Venezuela. The problems in Greenland have to do also with math, but the problems that a small population has when it comes to statistics. Chris is telling us the story.
Yeah, and the last example they gave was a year where they had 25 people under 30 who killed themselves, and when it dropped the average life expectancy dramatically for men. And this kind of continues along that thought. When we lose a lot of years when a young person commits suicide, explains Hendrik Trekker, chief medical officer for Greenland's National Health Board. Statistically, it takes a lot of years off the average. Put another way, if Greenland could prevent just 24 people from killing themselves, the average life expectancy for the whole country, or at least for men, would rise noticeably.
Hmm.
There is an upside to gathering data about a small society. The numbers might be less useful, but they are more personal. They're much closer to the individual lives they represent. According to the latest published statistics, there are 4 beehives in Greenland. There are 36 Americans. There are 3 motorcycles. If you wanted to, you could go find them all and count them for yourself.
Wait, how many beehives?
4.
4.
What?
1, 2, 3, 4.
In 2013, the Greenlandic government calculated that 219 people started college, which was a pretty simple statistic to chase down.
Whoa. They've got a college in Greenland.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Greenland Community College, I'm pretty sure is what it's called. Which is a pretty simple statistic to chase down since college is paid for by the government. There you go. Of course, 72 graduated. 27 got degrees in the humanities, 4 in natural sciences, and 1 of them studied architecture.
And it's actually the University of Greenland.
I kind of, that was sort of a
was established in 1987. They have 14 academic staff, 21 administrative staff, and currently have 650 students, according to the Wikipedia.
And they are collecting 51% of the country's revenue.
Yes, I have no doubt. But I think it's just interesting when we get so focused, and government's great at this, you know, we can plan based on statistics that it breaks down. It breaks down at big numbers. You know, statistics get too general when we talk about a population of 319 million people.
Especially,
like the United
States.
Especially
when you have different regions who handle their business completely different than the other region, and it doesn't make sense. Or when you've got a little rural town right next to a big whopping 2 million, 3 million population city, and those statistics don't mean anything anymore if you're lumping them together. But if you separate them,
it becomes devastating. And government loves to do this. And you know, take the minimum wage, and this is one of my favorite examples. You know, minimum wage laws. We need a living wage of $15. Sorry to all you Bernie fans that, for whatever reason, are accidentally listening to this show tonight. But
we are on some progressive radio station.
I'm sure we are. But if you say, you know, $15 is the living wage, well, I would argue that in downtown Manhattan, $15 is probably not a living wage.
Sure.
And I would grant that in some small town in the way outskirts of Minnesota or
even
Montana.
Even Keene. If you're working full-time here in Keene, $10 will do it for you.
Yeah. That's the thing. It just doesn't work. And
but if we go right over there to Boston, $10 an hour full-time,
even $15. I mean, you're going to be scraping when if you're in an area that's got rent control, and thank you, government, and you know, you're locked into, you know, $2,000 a month for a roof over your head. It's craziness. So that was my point behind bringing the story up, is that, you know, it's good to have an example of how these things really, really fail in such an obvious and comical way. But hopefully people will begin to question when the government tosses out whatever statistics du jour come up to justify the next invasion of your privacy
and
of your rights.
I think this is a great argument for breaking it down to your personal community, taking those statistics and using those statistics to decide how you and your neighbors are going to move forward. But when some yahoo on the other side of the globe practically is making decisions for your neighborhood, for your community,
right,
that's where you have the problem. Taking lump numbers of the entire country. This is a big old country.
Yeah, and I think it is a real call for more localized. If you have to have a form of government, and if people just can't comprehend anything, you know, who's going to build the roads? All right. Well, then take that stuff down to the lowest level, the smallest level, the most local level to you. And I really believe things work better there than they do in a massive planned economy, a planned society. It's just insanity.
If you personally know Al, the guy who's paving your road,
right,
or maybe he's cleaning the snow off the road, and you know him and vice versa, maybe even hang out at the bar on the weekends, I guarantee the product, the work is going to be much better at the end of the day if you don't have any clue who this guy is,
right,
and it's something that you expect's going to get taken care of for you. The customer service is not going to be there. But if you know the guy,
right,
there's a good chance it's going to be there. And if you're not happy with the service, there's a really good chance you can get rid of him.
Well, not only that, but if you are the one personally paying for the service, then you have a better incentive to make sure that the service is being provided to a certain level. Whereas if somebody else is paying for it, you don't care as long as it kind of maybe gets done eventually.
And that's where the real trick comes, because I am not being
paid directly with your money.
Right. Right. Good to clear that up, because I am actually paying for it. It's just, it's not coming from me. It's coming from, I'm just a guy at the bottom of the totem pole.
You're throwing money into a bucket, and then somebody is then taking the money out of the bucket,
however they see fit,
and paying a random third person to do a job.
By the way, he would still probably continue to maintain the roads afterwards. So the guy, who's going to maintain the roads? The same guys who are maintaining them right now. The big difference is how would they be paid?
And the businesses have an incentive to make sure, I cannot stress this enough, businesses have an incentive to make sure that people are able to come to their stores.
Yeah.
So I am wholly convinced that the businesses would find a way to make sure that the roads are paid for, and they would not say, oh, you showed up to our store, give us $5 for driving here.
But as long as there's this entity called government, they are always going to go and lobby them. If say, for example, if they had to pick up the extra weight, the first thing they'd be doing is go and say, hey, look, no, for the greater good. You've got to take care of these roads for the people.
And you lose the price sensitivity, and that's the one thing that I see this mostly in healthcare, but it's in all areas that without a real firm understanding of what something costs, we do not make the wisest decisions.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or we also have Skype. Username is LRN.FM. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And the conversation went to discussion about minimum wage, that in some places a $15 minimum salary may be enough to possibly cover all of your expenses for a while until prices then skyrocket because everybody is making more money because that's how inflation works. And other places, $15 might allow you to live comfortably. Well, one thing that could actually wind up being like getting a pay raise is to save 20% or more on everything you buy online from Amazon. How can you do that? Well, you go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. You do have to have Bitcoin. But I see that more as a benefit than a negative. So you put things in an Amazon wish list, put that wish list in your purse account, select the discount you want. You fund your purse account with Bitcoin. I regularly, on orders that I buy, regularly save 20% or more. I've saved as much as 50% on stuff that I buy online. SaveATPurse.com. We go to the phones. We've got Joe calling in from California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks for taking my call. I personally think they ought to do away with the minimum wage and let the marketplace take care of itself.
True that.
Here, here. In one area, the $15 is a lot greater than another area. But when you have a national scale, you're trying to make everybody the same. That's what you were talking about earlier, about Greenland and surveys and things of that nature. and everything's not on a level playing field.
Yeah, this is the same problem with Common Core.
Yeah, right. If you get away with that, the economy will take care of itself, because businesses are still going to make or produce the things, and the bosses still want to make the same profit. So if he has to pay more in labor, he's just going to raise the prices, and it just hurts everybody when you start mandating certain things nationwide. And then also in one state where they raised the minimum wage, people said, whoa, I don't want to work 40 hours no more. I'm losing some of my benefits. Cut me back.
Yeah, that was actually in Seattle, to where a lot of the college students wound up asking for a reduction in hours at their jobs because they started losing some of the benefits because they were told, well, you're only making this amount of money. You're going to school, so you can go down and fill out this piece of paper, and you'll get food stamps, and you'll get this, and you'll get this other thing. And people were like, yeah, I want those things.
And how many of those businesses tanked simply because they couldn't afford to raise it another five? What did it start at in Seattle? Was it 8 or was it already at 10?
I have to look at that.
I'm not entirely positive. It might have been whatever the federal minimum wage was. I don't entirely know. Joe, anything else to add?
That's it. Thank you so kindly. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mr. Bumps. Mr. Bumps, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Great. Thanks for having me on, gentlemen.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm calling in tonight to comment on the all-knowing meta-self that is Brian in California.
Okay.
So,
Have you been watching his YouTubes?
Watched here and there, what I could get through, honestly. But I really get tired of his calls, and it's not because of what he has to say, because what he has to say isn't, you know, it doesn't make any sense. But I really get tired of people that comment on the things that he has to say and say, oh, he's just a genius, because they don't understand them.
What? Who's saying that?
People, like, I hear a lot of times they'll say, oh, well, he's so smart, like, he's way beyond us. And they just assume that because he's not making any sense that he's a genius. And that's just...
So, hold on.
He's playing Rain Man. He's counting matchsticks, and that makes him a genius.
Hold on. Mr. Bumps, you have actually summoned Brian, who is on Skype, and I'm going to try allowing you to converse with Brian. Brian, are you there?
I'm going to attempt it. I'm going to attempt to communicate.
Yeah, I am.
Do we have everyone?
Mr. Bumps, meet Brian. Brian, meet Mr. Bumps. Mr. Bumps, I'll let you talk to Brian.
Hey, just to let everyone know, this wasn't planned. I got triggered by a term that one of your members...
Okay, that's fine. Mr. Bumps is talking to you now, Brian.
Okay, so you say I'm not a genius? No, just... What's your problem with me?
And I don't think that you've ever claimed to be a genius, but I think that the things that you're saying just... You do claim to be a genius.
No. He said some people who have listened to you have claimed that you're a genius.
In conversations, I jokingly say I'm a genius. I jokingly do it, though, in jest.
So, basically what I'm saying is the vibes, if you want to call it that I'm getting from you, are the same thing that I get from this kid that I knew in high school that skipped, like, 2 grades. And, like, his entire identity was built around him being a genius. So he just tried to talk. Everything he said, nobody could
comprehend. Okay, now, do you address any of my arguments instead of attacking my character?
No. This is solely based on your character.
Then what's the use of debating you right now? I don't care about my character. My character is not of concern. It's my arguments that should stand alone.
Well, your argument
so if you know I'm crazy and I say 2 + 2 = 4, does that negate my argument?
Well, you might say 2 + 2 = 4, but your meta self might say it equals 3.
Oh, jeez, come on.
Are you kidding me? Is this the level of criticism I have to deal with?
Well, but remember, it's not criticism on your thought, though. It's just more on you as a person. Like, I feel like it's like you just want...
I don't want to hear that,
use everybody to make yourself sound like a genius. I know you don't want to hear it.
No. I mean, I take time out of my day to construct arguments, not to deal with criticism of how I stutter. Or how I use or if I claim if I'm a self-proclaimed genius, that all doesn't really matter. If your logic is strong enough,
You take my arguments for what they are, and you argue them piece by piece. And so far, all you've done is attack my character. And it's just ridiculous. I deal with this in random chats.
The purpose of my call. Because I feel like you just want to confuse people to build up your own confidence and you being...
The only way people think I'm confusing people is when I really get rigorous and I want to take things to a mathematical level. So as far as definitions concerned, I make mine suitable for eventually for mathematics to take over.
Okay, so what's the mathematic equation to determine the meta cell?
Come on, they're not necessarily equations.
You're saying you take things to mathematical levels to define stuff, and I'm saying what's the mathematic equation for the meta-self?
I'll answer this for him. If he was going to write out a formula, it would just be this vast, complicating thing full of numbers and letters that didn't make any sense to confuse everybody, and nobody would understand it. They'd just say, "Oh, he's a genius."
So
I'll wait till he publishes, and then I'll take a look at it.
I don't have to reference quantity because often people think mathematics is strictly computational. Right, and that's a stupid assumption. People that really know mathematics know how abstract it can get. It's actually pure reason. Right? So as far as definitions concerned, it must be if you're going to analyze anything, it must be it's what's called well defined. Right, everyone knows well defined in normal high school algebra with functions. Right, and the thing is, definition must be well defined. That means if you present a well-defined definition, it must be able to classify any object in reality as part of that set or part of its complement.
Right?
So people think when I use this type of language, I'm trying to confuse people. But in reality, if you have formal training in logic or mathematics, you'll see I'm actually being as least unequivocal. I'm being very clear as far as I'm not a gifted communicator, obviously.
But the thing,
there's the music. Yeah.
Brian, Mr. Bombs, thank you both
for your
calls. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And LRN.FM on Skype.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. Hopefully, we might be able to get some calls. The call screening thing is doing some kind of reconnect, but we do still have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. We might be able to get your call in the closing moments.
Comment on the last conversation we had. I think the original caller brought up a good point. Because it really came, I think the gist, the back and forth gist was you are character assassinating me. You're not taking what I'm actually saying, Brian from California, and you're just attacking my character. And I'd like to say, I think the original caller, his first comment was, Brian, you're hard to understand. You bring these equations, you bring these questions to the table, and it's really hard to understand what you're trying to accomplish, and I have to agree, sometimes, maybe what you're saying is just completely over my head.
Right.
I'm not saying that you're not, a really
like
smart guy.
It's like handing a calculus book to a three-year-old. Of course the three-year-old's not going to understand it. You're just not at his level.
But I like the fact that he's like, you're just attacking the way I present my ideas. And he's like, yes, that's exactly it. I'm not attacking your ideas. I'm attacking the method that you're using to convey this.
So I don't want to deter Brian from calling in.
Not at all.
I do enjoy your conversation. I just wish you could clear it up for me because I don't want to say what 3 year old to a guy who knows. Maybe the difference isn't that great, but
some people would certainly make that argument of I am just this advanced and there is no way you can comprehend until you mature to my level, mm-hmm. sir.
Yes.
Let's go to the Skypes. We've got, I believe this is TSA George, Uber George, George
TSA.
Somebody.
I've worked for TSA in over 2 years now.
So. Okay, former TSA George, now Uber George. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
We just had a terrorism event here in D.C. where they shut down the entire Woodrow Wilson Bridge over a suspicious package. The bridge is closed.
Is this breaking news?
Yep, this is breaking news like that. Right there. The whole Woodrow Wilson Bridge on the southern side of the Beltway on both sides closed down because probably some package fell off a pickup truck or someone threw out a backpack in a fight with their girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, right there. And now everybody and their mother is jumping all over that, over over apparently just like a small little package. I just don't.
So I've got the story here from WUSA Channel 9. The Woodrow Wilson Bridge is closed in both directions while police investigate a suspicious package. According to Maryland State Police, the package is a brown cardboard box with red wires and duct tape. It was found on the inner loop of the Beltway. Bomb squad units are on the scene. Motorists are advised to take alternate routes, and this is time-stamped 2 hours ago.
I mean, but do you blame anybody with all the fear-mongering that's being forced down our throats every single day on the mainstream media? I mean, that's all they do is, like, you're going to get blowed up. You're going to die from terrorists. Never mind getting shocked.
Exactly.
Or falling in the bathtub or getting bit by a shark. You're going to die by a terrorist. That's all they can show.
At this point, whenever I hear the mainstream media say the word terrorist, all I can think is the boy that cried wolf.
Yeah.
There might at some point actually be something that's terrorist, but I've heard the term so often to describe everything that I'm like the townspeople of,
except he cried wolf three times and everyone wised up, and the fourth time or the third time he got eaten by the wolf. It's not happening right. In this situation. Yeah, we might have wised up three times after hearing it, but no, these people they've heard it multiple times in their lifetimes.
And they're never wising up.
It's like, when do you wake up and, like, you follow the money? Where's the money going? What are they actually getting out of you?
The money, if you follow the money, I think might be in those 28 missing pages from the 11.
I don't even think. I think that might be a false flag in its own right, just to keep us motivated.
Wouldn't that technically be a red herring, not a false flag?
Red herring, excuse me. You're correct, Daryl. Just to keep us motivated in another direction.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's some prank. Like, really, all you need to do now to shut the whole city down is get a bunch of boxes and tape a couple of wires to each one of them and just place them, you know, strategically at various choke points throughout the city with the highways, and you'll shut the whole place down.
If you don't want to go to school one day, just call in a bomb threat to your school.
Kids have been doing that for what?
Yep. For the last 10
years.
I know.
There were bomb threats on a somewhat regular occasion where I went to school.
Did they close the whole school down and every school around you down as well?
They would either delay the school, shut down the school for the day, or everybody evacuate the school. What happened
a couple times a year? You went to a bad school.
And the response was what? Said, like, two sheriff's deputies show up, walk through, and go, yeah, this is BS. Nowadays,
basically,
SWAT shows up. Sheriffs, everybody, roll out the armored command center and get the Bearcat out because we've got a report of high explosives. It could be terrorism. Oh, no.
George,
but
thank you.
It's a job pretty much to overreact. It's their job now.
Right.
They have a financial incentive to overreact.
I wonder if they're just going to pretty soon rename every police department the
Bomb Squad.
Department of Overreaction. The Keen Department of Overreaction. The Federal Department of Overreaction. George, thank you for the call.
Won't.
We go now. We do have the phone lines up, 855-453, possibly time for you in the closing moments. I was just about to take Tim, and we lost him. So I don't know if he dropped intentionally or unintentionally. Conan, apparently 8 out of 10 people are not happy with government.
BusinessInsider.com, an Associated Press-GFK poll finds that Americans are happy with their friends and their family, feel good about their finances, and are more or less content at work, but it's government, particularly the federal government, that's making them see red. Almost 8 in 10 Americans say they are dissatisfied or angry with the way the federal government is working, while at the same about the same proportion say they are satisfied or enthusiastic about their personal lives. I wish I had a link to this GFK poll. I can tell you exactly what it actually said, but Republicans are far more likely to be angry. Half of the GOP voters compared with about one quarter of Democrats or independents, and those Republicans are much more supportive of Donald Trump, the front runner of the party's presidential nomination.
All right, hold on. So let me see if I am hearing this correctly. The people that are happy with government like Donald Trump, or the people that were unhappy like Donald Trump?
They're saying 8 out of 10 Americans are unhappy with the federal government.
Right.
And they're saying that half of the GOP voters, let's see, half.
So 4 out of 10.
Which sounds about right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, maybe. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Daryl. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I appreciate it. I just wanted to comment on the, Mr. Metasolf and his detractors, if you will. it was kind of funny because I think the same thing about him, about how he tries to be purposely confusing. He wants to make sure, and I think that the caller who was debating with him was making a point that if he was to come up with a mathematical equation to explain his belief that he has, it would probably be U equals zero, I equal one. That would probably be it. U equals zero and I equal one.
All right, hold on. So this would have to be a capitalized I, because currently the lowercase I equals the square root of negative one, which is an irrational number.
What's that?
Would equal I, and you would equal negative I.
Well, whatever the case may be, I mean, it just seems like, you know, that'd be about the only way he could explain it mathematically, because it seems as though he really is trying to be purposely, as I said, trying to be purposely confusing. And if he refers to himself as a genius, anybody who really honestly refers to him or herself as a genius is probably either retarded or crazy.
Right, because who was it that said the wise man knows that he knows nothing?
Right. I mean, I know that I don't know enough about computers to even start to work on a computer. If I talk to somebody who does know computers, they tell me that I basically know 1/10 of 1/1,000,000 of 1% of what they know. And so I know that I'm not a genius. I know what I don't know. That's what I know. That's it.
You know, I've never gotten the feeling that Brian has said, come off thinking that he knows everything.
He does try to portray.
But he is confusing.
Tim, thank you for the call. We'll be back tomorrow night, as we are every night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and we're always online at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with service in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.